We have Jeff Richards and Abby Hutter. This is a really cool thing that these guys do. Jeff Richards is operation manager for JS Firm, which is an aviation jobs board that offers free resume service to aviation employees and a place for aviation companies to search resumes and post aviation jobs. And it's hot when it comes to the job market. Abby is the marketing coordinator for JS Firm. And I think you guys are sponsoring something really, really cool here at EAA Air Venture 2016. Jeff, do you want to tell me a little bit about this jobs fair?
Can we say welcome first?
Oh, absolutely. Welcome, we can folks. Say welcome.
Okay. I just thought I'd pass that
on. No, you're
good.
You're good.
Okay.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Good now morning. Tell us about the career fair.
Yeah, do tell.
No, thank you for having us. Actually, Abby is the better one to answer this question.
Ah.
So like I said, Abby.
Yeah, so we are really excited this year to partner with EAA, and in years past, they've always had a one-day career fair from 9 to 5, and it's been so popular that they have now extended it to a week-long career fair, 9 to 5, every day. And this year, we have over 30 companies participating. Most of them are in the Education and Career Center, but there are other ones who are participating from their booth on the grounds.
Yeah, I was over there, and I have to tell you, you had a lot of throughput.
Yeah, it was. It's exciting to see, and it's just busy all day over there.
What kinds of people are you seeing come through?
Everything. I've had guys, finance guys, coming through. Retired pilots that are looking for their second career or second job. You know, they're tired of being at home. Obviously, tons of high school kids. We're trying to get in encouraged and excited about joining aviation. A lot of college kids, a lot of people that have their A&P card in hand and looking for that first chance. A lot of pilots, full scale.
Sure, a lot across, of yeah. pilots, but we touched on that earlier that there are a lot of AMT jobs available too, aren't they? We don't have enough mechanics.
No, a lot of people think it's a pilot career fair, and it certainly isn't. I've been here since Sunday. And these companies are hiring. They're hiring customer service. They're hiring salespeople. But they are looking for maintenance guys. Whether or not you have your A&P license, they need you. They want you, please.
You could get a job without having your A&P certificate yet?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, they need technicians.
Yeah. That's
in
right.
In fact, that was the traditional way you used to get an A&P certificate, is you would start on the shop floor and you would be mentored.
I didn't know that.
And you would do 18 months. You'd have to log it and you'd have to show all your work. And then you could go to the FAA and you could show that. And you still had to take all your tests and things like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Amy. And don't forget about tuition reimbursement. I mean, many of these companies and airlines are offering tuition reimbursement.
Ooh, tell us about that, because that's the thing we hear about all the time, certainly on the pilot side, is that, I really would like to be in that field, but I can't afford to get all those certificates, or I spent $100,000 going to school somewhere, and now I'm going to take a job and make $18,000 a year and be on food stamps, and how do I make that life work?
Yeah, at least on the pilot end, I think those days are long gone. I think the $100,000, you nailed it, yeah, $100,000 in debt, come out making $18,000 a year. Those days are gone. Aviation is recruiting. They want you. There are sign-on bonuses, and quality of life is certainly different than where it was even 6-8 years ago. And then same thing with the A&Ps. You don't have to have that A&P to get a job. Get your foot in the door. When you're here this week at Oshkosh, walk up to a company. Ask them if they're hiring. Ask them what they do, what their tuition reimbursement is, what programs they have in place.
Now, you've got a place where people can post their resumes. How many people do that, just post their resumes online?
Our website has, I think now we're pushing 400,000 aviation resumes.
That's incredible.
Again, everything from customer service to finance
right.
to avionics, composite guys, pilots, you name it. As long as it's in aviation,
people forget that it's such a vibrant industry sometimes, I think. That that's just one job site.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got that many resumes. And so when you look at the big picture of what aviation does in the world in terms of providing opportunities for people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we, in addition to those resumes, we have over 4,000 aviation companies that post their jobs on our website. So we are a great source for job seekers, no matter which part of aviation they're in. It's free for them to come and apply to jobs and search for jobs. And, you know, the companies, they want their jobs in front of our members. So they're more than happy to participate and put their jobs on our site.
Well, how do you compete with other, I mean, there are the job boards, monster.com, mm-hmm. and, you know, I mean, do you have to compete with organizations like that, or do those not really even work in our industry?
Oh, heck yeah, we compete. We work our tails off. I mean, we're here, right? We have our booth set up here at Oshkosh. We do quite a few trade shows. And honestly, it's old-fashioned hard work. I got people back in the office that are on the phones calling companies saying, what are your jobs? Let's get them out there. Let's get them in front of people. Let's get these jobs filled. We can get you in front of the aviation community. But heck yeah, competition always makes you work harder, right?
Is it a crisis in regional airlines right now in terms of filling those jobs?
Which jobs? it's very pilot-centric, right?
Yeah,
the competition is unbelievable right now. Again, where it was 8 years ago, it's very different. I think it's a friendly competition, but make no mistake, even over at the Education and Career Center in the Aviation Gateway Park here at Oshkosh this week, I've been checking in with the job seekers, making sure how it's going. And they go to one booth and they're saying, well, here's this benefit package. Here's this sign-on bonus. And then they go a couple booths down and, well, what'd that airline tell you? Because we can do this for you. And yeah, it's getting really competitive out there. It is. These airlines are starting to realize, man, we better step it up and get these good folk and you know, working for us.
Do you do anything in terms of outreach, your high school students who come up? What can you tell them here at this show to encourage them to reach for these dreams?
I think, you know, if they're here, they're at a great starting point. If they know of EAA and what EAA brings to the industry, they're at a really good starting point. You know, we would refer them to kind of monitor where EAA is, and it's just a great place to know what's going on in the industry, along with other organizations like Sun and Fun. And we really like to partner with groups like that just because they're doing whatever it takes to let everyone know what a great industry aviation is. And, you know, that you don't have to be a pilot to be in aviation, that there are so many things you can do, and the possibilities are limitless.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned all those careers. I mean, do you get involved with trying to help people become air traffic controllers? Is that something you're involved in?
Yeah, anything that has to do with aviation, certainly. You know, to build on what Abby was saying, we like to align ourselves with the organizations. You know, EAA's mission statement is dedication to growing participation in aviation, right? That's, we are dedicating our resources to that. Sun and Fun, same thing. Sun and Fun's outreach is amazing at getting people involved in aviation. Not just pilots, not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Dispatchers, yeah, people forget about that too. It's a good point, Rob. People, they forget about those types of jobs.
Yeah, the dispatch career is an interesting one because you practically need the knowledge of an airline transport rating to mm-hmm. be an airline dispatcher. You're going to work hand in hand with the pilots going out the door, and you're going to be the one who does the loads and helps make sure that the airplane is loaded properly, is fueled properly, and that you have planning. I mean, that's a big thing. It's a hard test to pass.
It is, and you can make a heck of a career out of that too.
Yeah.
What's the job area that you think is the one that people know the least about, that is kind of hungry, that says, oh, if we just had the right people, we could be so, I mean, I don't know. Are there anything, things like that?
It's going to be a bigger question, I think, but just overall attracting kids to, taking on professions where they work with their hands. That's a bigger problem, honestly.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's getting kids to go to the A&P schools and like Amy was saying, like become an apprentice at a company, and just overall realizing that you can make a great living, a great career out of whether it's working in the machine shop or work, you know, doing composite and structures work. And
where can people get more information about JS Firm, and where can we send them on the field while they're here this week to find out more information about these jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, job seekers should come to jsfirm.com, and they can search and apply to jobs right from our website. And then all week, we are here in the Education and Career Center at booth C30. Right when you walk in, you can't miss our booth. We have some crazy couches there, and we have air condition. So definitely stop by, and we are just so proud to partner with EAA with this job fair and just really help them with anything that they need.
Well, Abby and Jeff from JS Firm, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us at EAA Radio. We'll be right back.